Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Virginia middle school bans Jesus from a Christmas concert. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Christmas is coming up. We're approaching Thanksgiving. And between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you'll see these different programs across the country in schools. So we want to make sure that you're prepared for some of these conflicts that no doubt will come. We'll talk more about that. But here's one of those particular examples. A Virginia middle school, the Robius Middle School, said that you cannot use in the school choir's Christmas concert the word Jesus or anything that refers to Jesus. You have to eliminate those songs or eliminate those words. Matt, this is shocking. We have sent a letter to the school and the district, not only indicating that what they're doing is wrong and a knee-jerk reaction, but by intentionally censoring the religious, particularly Christian, words and viewpoints, they are crossing the line to unconstitutional censorship.
It just shows how much ignorance is out there and how the left, you know, people, groups like Americans United for Separation of Church and State, when they send their threatening letters and so forth, how much this so-called separation of church and state narrative that has taken root in our culture. This is a grossly unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination. It violates Supreme Court precedent. They're clearly in the wrong here. And my hope is that it's just their actions here are just rooted in ignorance and not rooted in malice toward the Christian faith.
Yeah, you've got a teacher who said, well, quote, "We had a few students who weren't comfortable singing a piece I've done many times in the past because it is of a sacred nature and does mention Jesus." Well, let me quote Linus here. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown, isn't it?
That is, you
Jesus.
Know. And there's clear case law on this regarding including Christian religious songs during a pageant or a song celebration during the holiday season in December, Thanksgiving, November, December. And the cases all come down on the side of the fact that you can include religious Christian songs. In fact, a case out of Utah and other places say that you can have the vast majority of the songs Christian or religious in nature. And why is that? Because that is the breadth of the music that surrounds the holidays. You know, Handel's Messiah, certainly. You know, there's so much Christian music that is rooted in our history. This is, after all, a holiday that's called Christmas, with the word Christ Mass in the actual name of the holiday. It's a state holiday. It's a federal holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's celebrated all over our country, around the world, and it is about the birth of Jesus. So you can certainly have a variety of songs, secular in nature, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as part of your concert. I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas as part of your concert, but you can also clearly have and should have, and to censor this would be wrong, Christian songs, religious songs such as Silent Night, The First Noel, and so many other great, historic, beautiful songs of the season. Just because you have a few students, and this is, Matt, from the email of this teacher, a few students weren't comfortable singing a piece. Well, you know what? Instead of censoring the song because of a few students, educate the few students in the class about what tolerance and being able to have a wide variety of music regarding the holiday is all about.
And what an opportunity to educate those students about the United States Constitution mm-hmm. and viewpoint discrimination and the heckler's veto, because that's what we're seeing here, Matt, a heckler's veto, which is basically when a minority don't like something, they silence a majority because they're offended by the content of speech. That is not the American way. That is grossly unconstitutional.
I see it as a great learning opportunity about religious freedom, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. David Allen had his child come home one day and said that he and the rest of the classmates were unable to sing a specific song because the word Jesus was in the song, and apparently someone assumed it was of a sacred nature and could not be sung. And Mr. Allen, the parent, says, you know, I'm trying to rationalize how you can encourage diversity and yet be exclusionary in one specific area. He said that it makes more sense to celebrate all the students, put Hanukkah songs in there, fine, put secular songs in there, fine, and put Christian songs in there, but don't intentionally exclude the Christian songs. So, Matt, we have sent a letter to the school trying to figure out whether or not this is ignorance, and they think, well, they have to censor it, otherwise it would be a violation of the First Amendment, or there's somebody with a nefarious motive that just simply wants to censor religious, particularly Christian, viewpoints and words from the songs. We'll find out.
Christmas is, as they say, the reason for the season. Let's have tolerance and goodwill toward men. I mean, to exclude and discriminate against Christians in this public school, talk about offensive, talk about intolerant. And isn't it so often that those who talk about fighting hate and intolerance and who call for diversity are the least tolerant and the least diverse among us?
Well, again, it's just another, you know, show that we're rejecting God. I mean, Christmas is about celebrating his birthday, and we've got a world that's trying to reject him and push him away from his own celebration.
Yeah, in Portland Public Schools in 2018, the school officials received a teaching guide entitled Planning to Change the World, a Plan Book for Social Justice Teachers 2018-19 that completely omits or minimizes Christian and Jewish holidays while promoting Islam and communism. In 2016, a Pennsylvania elementary school canceled its planned performance, A Christmas Carol, a tradition for more than four decades, over alleged concern about Tiny Tim's language. Two parents apparently complained of Tiny Tim's line, God bless us, everyone. That's so offensive, they could not have it. And so a four-decade tradition of A Christmas Carol was canceled in Pennsylvania. We have a Friend or Foe Christmas campaign program that we started many years ago, and it's designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that the Christian religious themes of Christmas are not censored, whether it's in a Christmas carol program, concert, whether it's in other areas within public schools or nursing homes where they try to sometimes censor Christmas, even decorations on the tree, and so many other things. We have a lot of information that you can go to lc.org/Christmas, lc.org/Christmas. That's where we have some information. You can also call us. Make sure that you contact us right away when you see something like this happening so that we can get involved. The earlier we can get involved, the more likely we can resolve it in time for Christmas. Our number is 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776. Join us in making sure that the real reason for the season is not censored. And Holly, just like you said, it goes back to this simple Charlie Brown statement, you know, where that statement is, that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. That is what Christmas is about. And we should not censor out the real reason for the season.
You know, we have a whole list of the various cases that we've dealt with over the years on that webpage that you mentioned earlier. And if, you know, anyone even experiences that in their school or in their senior center or, you know, a nativity that the government is trying to not allow them to have, you know, contact us and you look at those different cases. And every year we constantly deal with these. So it's important that you express your religious freedom on Christmas, which is what it's all about, is Christ.
Yeah, and you'd see what happens here. A couple of students complain in this school in Virginia, and lo and behold, they cancel the song that has Jesus in it. Well, we can't remain silent either. Join us. We also have bumper stickers and other material to educate you. And one of our bumper stickers is, I love Christmas, or I help save Christmas, but I love Christmas is a great bumper sticker to display during this time of the year. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Go directly to lc.org/Christmas. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and partner with us financially at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.